Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I gotta say, it's been a while for sure, but I'm happy to be back here talking with you about movies. If you missed the memo, I was gone for a few weeks in Europe. It was a great time, but now I'm back, and the movie industry certainly did not stop while I was away. So, with Mission Impossible 6 coming out this weekend, I decided it would be fun to do a quick recap on the rest of the Mission Impossible series. So I went back and rewatched the first five films so that you don't have to. So pretty straightforward episode today. Certainly took a lot of prep time simply because I had to watch five movies, but that is my pleasure for your benefit, as they say. Starting off with the first Mission Impossible, which came out in 1996, it's the first in the series with the star and protagonist Tom Cruise playing the main role of Ethan Hunt, super spy extraordinaire. Ethan Hunt is an agent for the IMF, the Impossible Missions Force. In the first movie, Ethan's team is sent to recover the Knock List, a list of all the names of undercover agents in Eastern Europe from a traitor in the city of Prague. In a dramatic opening, his entire team gets killed one by one. Then it turns out the IMF was doing a mole hunt, and now Ethan gets the blame for everything going sideways. Now on the run from his own government, Ethan has to figure out what all happened, but to do that, he has to get new help. One of the original team members, Claire, survived, and then they recruit two members from the disavowed list. Luther, played by Ving Rhames, and this dude named Krieger, who really likes knives and is allergic to rats. And of course, the Mission Impossible movies are iconic in the sense there's always the iconic impossible mission that happens in every movie. And in the first one, the impossible mission is breaking into the deep storage vault in Langley. And they do this to steal the actual Knock List, which of course is succeed. But then surprise, surprise, the team leader, Jim, from the earlier in the film, is actually alive. And he's behind the whole thing. Woo! And Claire, who's also Jim's wife, was also in on the whole thing. And Krieger, who Claire basically spoke for and hired earlier in the film, is also in on it. So everyone except Ethan is in on this, apparently. Then there's a showdown on this bullet train, which involves a helicopter. And then bottom line, Jim, Claire, and Krieger all die one way or another. And Luther keeps the black market dealer Max from getting the Knock List. Mission accomplished. Luther also gets reinstated into the IMF, and I do appreciate the ending here because Ethan's on the plane back home, and then he gets a new mission tape on the plane, which is actually where this movie started. The first film is obviously, hands down, a classic film and just good fun. As I said earlier, I was in Europe, and it's worth noting I was in Prague, and I had a good time while I was there, and I also took time to visit all of the kind of locations from this film, including the fence scene where everyone gets stabbed, and you can catch some of that video on my Instagram, at Ace Cinema Central. Check it out, it's good fun. Mission Impossible 2 came out in 2000. The second movie, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, is terrible. It's definitely the worst of the series. It's just really slow, and the cinematography is bizarre. Anyway, the movie opens up with this dude impersonating Ethan and then blowing up a plane. The real Ethan is out free climbing a rock wall in the middle of nowhere, and he has to go to Spain to recruit a thief named Naya for the next mission. Anthony Hopkins shows up with the only good thing in this movie, this line, "This isn't mission difficult, it's mission impossible." And he tells them that Sean Ambrose is a traitor to the IMF and stole a deadly virus, and he's trying to sell it. And apparently he has a history with Naya. So Ethan gets a new team, including Billy and Luther, to help out with the mission. Then there's some nonsense about the CEO of Biosite being a douche, And then the iconic Mission Impossible happens where he has to infiltrate the facility and destroy the virus. And he gets all but one of the vials. And then Naya injects herself with it. And then Sean gets away with the girl. And then Hunt has to infiltrate the trade. And then he tricks Sean into killing his own right-hand man. And then he gets the antidote for Naya. Then there's a bike chase and Ethan kills Sean and saves the girl. Woo! Anyway, I've only seen this movie twice, and I'm going to do my best not to make it a third. It really is quite bad. That's why I kind of blazed through that one. All right, moving on. Mission Impossible 3 came out in 2006. Worth noting that it was directed by J.J. Abrams. So I really feel that since the second one was sort of a bomb, they really had to bring the franchise back in a big way. And what's the best way to do that? Well, you make it super gritty and intense. No joke, this movie does bring the franchise back in a big way, especially with the villain, Owen Davian, played by the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. The movie actually opens with a flash forward, which is interesting both cinematically and story-wise, but backing up, it turns out that Ethan went and got himself hitched to a girl named Julia, and he's not an active field agent anymore, he's just a trainer at IMF. But he gets back into the field when one of his cadets gets captured. He gets a new crew with Luther, Declan, and that other lady. I don't know her name, sorry. But unfortunately, after a good effort, Lindsay still dies with a bomb blowing up in her brain. Lawrence Fishburne plays Brassel, who's basically the guy in charge. And then there's this dude named Musgrave, who was in charge of Ethan's team. This is the first appearance of Simon Pegg as Benji Dunn in this series, as he helps with the hard drive. Ethan and Julia elope, because why not? Then there's a new op to grab Davian in the Vatican, which actually works out, but then the whole thing blows up in their face when Davian gets rescued, and to top it all off, Davian kidnaps Julia, and Ethan gets arrested by the IMF, which he then has to escape from with help from Musgrave. He then has to go and steal the item known as the rabbit's foot in Shanghai for Davian, which he does, and then he goes to deliver it, but then something goes wrong, and Davian captures him and puts a bomb into his brain, which takes us back to the start of the film. Turns out Davian didn't kill his wife, and then we get a great shot of Tom Cruise running down a street. And then it also turns out that Musgrave was the bad guy all along, framing Brassel in the process. But all works out in the end when Ethan kills Davian and Julia kills Musgrave. Then Ethan tells Julia what he does for a living and happy ever after. But seriously, this is a super intense film. I'd recommend it. Also, since I was in Europe, I was also in the Vatican a few weeks ago, and it was a fun seeing a few of the spots in the film. And also, I forgot to point out the iconic impossible mission for this film. That was obviously when they go kidnap Davian inside the Vatican. Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol came out in 2011. The quality of these films I really feel does improve for the next two. This film opens with a separate operation going on where one of the agents gets killed and he loses these files. Then we find Ethan in a Moscow prison. Benji is there to help break him out along with Agent Carter. Then they tell Ethan that Hanaway, the agent who got killed earlier, lost a file with Russian nuclear launch codes. Yeah, those are kind of important. The man they are after is codenamed Cobalt, and they have to break into the Kremlin. It is a point of fact that they do not actually go into the Kremlin, like in the real world filming it. And how do I know this? Because, as I've mentioned, I was in Prague a few weeks ago, and I visited Castle Hill, which is where most of these scenes are actually shot. I was physically there, and I totally recognized it. And it's hilarious that they got away with it for so long. Also, the Czech flags everywhere kind of give it away. So, just FYI. Cobalt sets them up and blows up the Kremlin. Ethan gets captured and has to escape. And he gets picked up by the secretary and analyst Brandt, played by Jeremy Renner. Ghost Protocol is issued, disavowing the entire IMF. Then they are attacked and the secretary gets killed. They're going after Cobalt, whose name is actually Hendrix, and his right-hand man, Wistrom, and the assassin, Morrow, in Dubai. There's a glitch, and Ethan has to climb the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world, from the outside. Also, all their equipment keeps failing, and the deal goes sideways, and Ethan chases Hendrix in a sandstorm, but loses him. We find out Brant is not just an analyst, and that he lost an asset on a mission, Ethan's wife, Julia, which is why Ethan was imprisoned for killing the people that killed his wife. Then they have to go after a satellite relay in Mumbai, but the missiles are launched anyway, and then there's some running, and Ethan saves the world, and he yells out, "Mission accomplished," which is really funny. And then there's a bit of more finesse with the plot there, but those are the main points. Also, Luther shows up at the end, and it turns out that Julia isn't dead, and Brant was beating himself up for no reason, and that's all because the whole thing with Julia faking her own death is all part of the plan to get Cobalt from the very beginning. Who knew? Then there's a very subtle tease for the next Mission Impossible when Ethan listens to the next mission tape and it makes mention of the Syndicate. Mission Impossible 5 Rogue Nation came out in 2015. The movie opens with the airplane stunt where Tom Cruise hangs off the side of an airplane because he's crazy. And then he goes to London and he gets ambushed by the Syndicate and he gets captured and then he has to escape with the help from this one girl. And then the keychain that has the key also has a rabbit's foot on it. Nice little Easter egg there. Back in Washington, the IMF gets shut down by the CIA director Hunley, played by Alec Baldwin. And the CIA start a manhunt for Ethan. Ethan gets Benji to Vienna to help him find the leader of the Syndicate, but then they get caught up in this assassination plot. Then they meet the mystery girl in Morocco, her name's Isla Faust, and tells them that Solomon Lane is the bad guy they are looking for. Back in D.C., Brant recruits Luther to help find Ethan before Hunley does. And then the iconic impossible mission happens in this underwater facility where they try to get this file. Isla saves Ethan but steals the flash drive. And there's a car and a bike chase that ensues. They really like their bike chases. Like, seriously. And then back in London, turns out that Isla is part of British intelligence but gets shafted by her handler, Atlee. Benji gets captured by Solomon. And then Ethan impersonates Atlee, who created the Syndicate. Final standoff happens, and then Benji is saved, and Solomon gets captured rather poetically, because they put him in a box, which is how they met in the beginning of the film. Then Hunley is made the secretary of the IMF. And that's the end. I also enjoyed this one, and it'll be interesting to see how the sixth one plays out, being that it looks to be a direct sequel to this film. Mission Impossible 6 Fallout comes out in theaters on July 27th. As always, it's been fun. I'm DJ Ace. This is Cinema Central. You can catch me on the social medias at Ace Cinema Central. And if you ever get the chance to go to Europe, I would highly recommend it. Have a nice week.
Booyah!